And your calls this morning. Hello, Janet.
Oh, good morning, Liam.
How are you?
Well, I've been better, I must admit.
Why is that?
Oh, well, I was... I had bad news at the weekend. My son's stuck in Canada and he was due back in 2 weeks' time, but we've just heard that all flights to Tokyo and out have been cancelled, so that's going to set him back until April. And then I also read that over a thousand people were coming in for the tennis event.
That's right.
And I just thought, oh, right. My son's stuck overseas with 37,000 other stranded Australians, and yet the government can make room for 1,000 people to come in, seemingly to, you know, avoid all the restrictions and everything else, to come into the country, taking up space that, you know, frankly, I was just incensed. So anyway, that was how my weekend went. I was not impressed.
Well, I'm not surprised. It just goes to show you should have got your son a tennis tutor when he was a young bloke.
That's exactly what I put on one of my accounts, yes. I wish he was better at tennis. He'd be home by now.
That's amazing. Yeah. He can't get back until when? April, you say?
Well, they don't... they're not sure. I did speak to the flight centre. They said they don't think there will be any flights until April. There may be a change of mind because you know how flexible this is. You know, one minute it's one rule and then the next day it's a totally different rule. But she said possibly April, but a friend of my son's recently booked a flight and she's got to wait until June. So
dear me,
it's a nightmare out there.
He's in Canada, Janet. Can he get down to LA and get a connecting flight quicker? Or
well, that was his connecting flight,
right?
Yeah, and also, does he want to be stranded in LA?
Right.
You know, at this time, with all that's going on there, you know, he's at least where he is, he's got friends that he can couch surf with and such like. Because all the time he's been there, which is since last February, he hasn't had a job. So there's been no work,
and that's,
no money.
And that's the thing, isn't it?
He hasn't been entitled to any money from Canada. And Australia, all they've done is allow him to access his superannuation.
And he's not an orphan.
Exactly. He's not by any means. He is not the only... I mean, 37,000, to me, he's the only one, but there are 37,000, you know, of them out there.
No.
And I just don't see our government doing anything to help them get back.
Yeah, I can understand why you'd be angry about that. I can understand why the people who are stranded overseas would be frustrated too, looking at those headlines about the tennis players. Thanks for your call this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
922 11 882 is our talkback number. More after this.